This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite teams here on The Fan.
Having Juan Soto on your team is like having Superman on your side. He's going to do some things for the next decade and a half that are going to make you love the Mets and love watching baseball. And for Yankee fans, you have a villain now. You have a guy to hate on. Whether he's dropping a pop-up, or one is going over his head, or he's getting thrown out at second, or he has a day he goes 0-for-4, some of you are going to lean into that. Some of you are going to love to hate Juan Soto. It's good to have a villain. It's WWE. It's all wrestling, right? If I saw Juan Soto today, I'd shake his hand. But, like, I might be in Yankee Stadium the weekend of May 16th, and he comes out, I might just boo his ass. I might just feel that way. And that's okay.
Boo!
That's my right to do that. I don't boo the Yankees, but I'll boo a Met easily.
Facts.
It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yeah, let's get it. Finally. World Series parade. Yes, the Yankees win the World Series. I've been waiting for a parade. A 5-hour KM to AM is going to be a parade type vibe tonight. The Yankees are off. The Mets are on my screen right now. They better pick it up. I need them to smack the Boston Red Sox. I'm not rooting for the Red Sox over the Mets. It's 2-0. Pick it up, Juan. Oh, boy. I was on Friday night after game one, and obviously we had the Knicks. And then Saturday, no Knicks game, and the Mets won. I went to the game Friday, went to the game Saturday, and then I did a show yesterday from 1 to 6:30, and I've exhausted the Juan Soto conversation we all have, but you know what? We got some new stuff today. Yes. I didn't want to say the same things over and over again. And shout out to Loogie for queuing me right up. Congratulations, Yankees fans. We won the World Series, right? After just being in the last one. Like, the audacity of a Met fan to call this our World Series after we just hosted one in New York. I was at the games. What are you talking about? And shout out to Loogie. Loogie, you got the Knicks off. I gave you a ton of credit. Loogie can hear me. He's in the newsroom. I just saw him. He's out there. Loogie, you my man, because you called that Knicks in six. I gave you credit because no one in sports had that. And I listened to a lot of TV, podcasts, radio. The only one that said it with their chest was Thomas Lugauer. But as far as this stuff goes, pipe down. Bro, you talked about putting a statue up for Juan Soto outside of City Field. No. You told us that Max Fried wasn't going to be better than Clay Holmes. Did y'all see Max Fried abuse Juan Soto last night? I was like, oh my, this is wrong. He's had enough. If you're a Yankee fan, dial 888-808-1019. I know some Mets fans going to hate me today, and I'm ready for it. I'm prepared for it. I bring balance to the force. This is the Yankees Radio Network. You need to talk to a Yankee fan who's in the bleachers, in the stands. Talk to a Yankee fan that was there before I was at WFAN, before Juan Soto, before all this, and I'll be there after. I talk to more Yankee fans on a daily, weekly basis than anybody on the station. I think I have the pulse of the Yankees universe. Do I represent all Yankee fans? Hell no. One voice can never represent all Yankee fans. There's too many of us. Too many different thoughts and emotions and feelings. And all respect to Tiki Barber, but Tiki Barber's call for turning your back's on Juan Soto, that's not what inspired the Bleacher Creatures. If anybody could tell you, I think I could tell you. And I'm sure there are some creatures that listen to WFAN, listen to Evan and Tiki. But in my conversations about what was going on, nobody mentioned what Tiki said. And again, respect to the legend Tiki Barber, but he talked about, hey, when Juan Soto comes up to bat, turn your back. We didn't do it when he came up to bat. We booed his ass. You said, don't boo. Don't show any indifference. What are you talking? The whole game, all three games, he heard it. He couldn't stomach it. He couldn't face it. I saw it with my own eyes. I actually started to feel bad. I'm like, wow, we are neutralizing this man. So much so, he's the last guy out of the dugout. So much so, he's warming up in shallow right field. He doesn't want to get too close to the warning track. Yeah, Friday it was tip your cap. Oh, this is cute. But I didn't look at that tip your cap as like Juan Soto, like do it. I think he was just frozen in the moment. He was talking to Austin Wells. He was looking for some type of comfort. And then all of this new stuff comes out, right? When the Bleacher Creatures turn their backs, and shout out to Mark, who leads the roll call and lost his voice by the time Saturday, because we were wearing Juan Soto's ass out. That was for a picture. I sent multiple text messages to people in the media, TV, people that write, like, hey, when Juan Soto reclaims his spot in right field where he used to be, where he used to skip across that line and the whole right side of the stadium would stand up. You'd see Dominican flags. You'd see people with 22 jerseys, everybody applauding. He'd put his two fingers up in the air or his two hands up in the air and he'd get everybody going. He would get the Juan Soto, the loudest roll call, louder than the captain, Aaron Judge, and he would turn around, he'd give us the X, and everybody would do the X. That is done. He is the X now. And he's not the X that you guys want to paint him as. We're not bitter. We're not coping. We're not brokenhearted anymore. The Met fan has the broken heart. Because like I played on my intro, you have a superhuman. You have a cyborg that you expected to do something for you, that you expected to save the day, to hit three homers. And Yankee Stadium was his kryptonite. 888-808-1019. We look at it more like, you ever date somebody for a year and hope that they're the one, hope that it's long term, go above and beyond, do something for them that you might not have done so quick in other relationships with the hope that this thing has some legs, that this could be it? That's how we treated Juan Soto. And Juan Soto was the person in that relationship who took all of that and then said, I got eyes for someone else. You're not good enough. Yeah. I see what you're doing and all that, but I don't want to be with you. I got eyes on something else, someone else. I think there's greener pastures over there. Okay, you go. You go. But now you're dead to us. To quote Tiki Barber, you're dead to me. Now we look at you as, yo, we went above and beyond for you. Re-sign Soto. Re-sign Soto. Blank checks in the outfield. The guy was boo-proof. Never seen anybody be boo-proof. How many times have I said in the last couple weeks, I've seen Hal Steinbrenner walk out on that field and be booed. Aaron Judge has been booed multiple times when I'm in there. I don't boo the Yankees, but I'll damn sure boo the Mets, the Red Sox, the Blue Jays. And like, I heard Lugie talking. I'm like, that's where you're wrong, bro. Anybody he picked outside the Yankees, he was getting that smoke. Anybody. I preferred he'd pick the Red Sox. He didn't. Because I didn't want this echo chamber in New York of Mets fans, Yankee fans, back and forth, moving the goalposts. Oh, we swept you guys in the World Series, or we swept you guys in the Subway Series last year. Now it's our World Series. It meant more to you guys. Yeah, I told you the Yankees are going to play up. Duh. It's a three-game set, not a two-game set. It's on the weekend now. And Juan Soto being this villain gave it juice that we haven't seen. And then what does the Met fan say online? Some Met fans, oh, well, you're welcome. Sold your place out. Juan Soto sold all the tickets. The Subway Series is always packed. They always sell out. But that environment that the Yankee fan created dominated Juan Soto. One hit, 1-for-10. Worked his walks, yeah. But you could tell he was rattled. And the new stuff that we got, right? I was on last night leading up to Sunday Night Baseball. I gave him props. I said, you know what? This Juan Soto isn't fazed by this because he's going to put the mic on Sunday Night Baseball. I'm like, I literally said to Paulie, how strong are these lavalier mics that they put on Juan Soto? Like, what's it going to catch? Because I was just in the bleachers. You're going to hear some stuff that I can't repeat from the bleacher creatures that, yeah, staged their back turn for, you know, New York Post to get a picture, for the Yes Network to zoom in, for everybody to see that one thing. And then all we did was boo his ass and chant, we don't need you. You can't field. We've got Judge. We've got Grisham. Wave, oh mama. All types of stuff. So Yankee fans, yeah, celebrate it like it's the World Series, because that's what they don't want you to do, right? Now we got to be classy. Now we got to be big brother. Now we got to act like we've been there. After we heard all this stuff about how the city's under new management and how Juan Soto rather be a Met because of the future we had. See, some Met fans celebrate so prematurely. We got Carlos Correa, 2023 World Series champs. Slow your roll. Even with Juan Soto, still just the Mets. Like Derek Jeter said, that we just look at them like they're just the Mets. 888-808-1019. So I'm just going to set some records straight as somebody who is in it. Yeah, I'm a radio host, but I'm also a fan. Maybe you met me this weekend. Maybe you saw me. I could tell you the real. Juan Soto, we wanted to be a Yankee. Absolutely. But wasn't it poetic how the guys that didn't play with Juan Soto last year shined? Isn't it grand? Cashman! Man, give Cashman some love. Not too much love, because this is not the World Series. But you know how I always say, like, you tip your cap to Cashman a little bit. Not like Juan Soto did, but you tip your cap. You acknowledge, hey, plan B is looking better than plan A. You can't always get what you want, but if you try sometimes, you might find you get what you need. Right? God's greatest gift is prayers unanswered. Cody Bellinger went off. What? Oh, what left hand? We took a left-handed hitter out of the outfield. We put one in. Who was that? That was Cody Bellinger. Cody Bellinger can play all three outfield positions, and it's in his blood. Since Clay was a Yankee, he's hated the Mets. He turned up. And that's a guy that's played in the World Series, MVP. He's like that in those big moments and situations. Where was Juan? Where was Juan? I bet on him the first night to homer, two homers, and then I stopped betting on him. I'm not betting on this guy to succeed. And he's not. I could see it in his eyes. He was uncomfortable. And you know what? Yankee fans that go to that stadium, we see all the same people. Juan Soto couldn't face us because the same people have season tickets in the same sections. The same people are out there all the time. It's real. He was uncomfortable. Imagine leaving a job. And you leave that job thinking that you're going somewhere to make more money and your career is about to take off. And that place is going to falter. That place is going to stumble. That place is going to miss you. They're going to need you. They're going to be calling you back. They're going to be wishing. And then you take a walk back through your old workplace, and it's like completely different from dream to nightmare. These same people that love you hate you now. They're chanting F Juan Soto now. How quickly they turned. And there's so many people that think it's just Juan Soto, the player. No. I've been on record saying, hey, if he was a 240 hitter on this team right now and we didn't have Max Fried, we didn't have Devin Williams, we didn't have Paul Goldschmidt, we would boo his ass too. He'd be getting booed as a $760 million Yankee that's not living up to the contract. But that's what it is. You got offered the largest contract in Yankee history and you poo-pooed it. 888-808-1019, and you wanted to talk about family. And last night they talked about his family getting a private jet. I'm like, oh my, I've been talking all these weeks about mama's clothing allowance, security detail, a suite, Clover Club tickets. There's a private jet for the Supreme Court of Soto. Jeff Passan came out today. He told us that's not real. That's not a real thing. He said, to clear up what others have asserted, Juan Soto does not fly separately from his New York Met teammates on a private jet. He flies on the team plane. There's no private jet provision in his contract for him or his family. Okay. I would expect that he flies with the team, his family not so much. And now what you're hearing, right, Michael Kay came out and said today, hey, and like Michael Kay been in the game for a while, bro. You think Michael Kay is just coming out here saying anything? Michael Kay is saying from people that he talked to, people in the know, Juan Soto wanted to be a Yankee. He wanted to stay a Yankee. But his family wanted him to join the Mets, right? That's all we kept hearing, his family, family. That was the key word during the press conference. That's where I got Supreme Court of Soto from, remember? That's what Scott Boras referred to his clique as, his whole family tree as. Well, you know what a wise man once told me? If you want to make the wrong decision in life, ask everybody. Get everybody's advice. Get everybody in your family's advice on what you should do. They don't go out to right field with you. They don't step in the batter's box. So I guess I was a little bit early. With Juan Soto, I said, you know, I thought that this guy was uncomfortable. I thought that this guy was clearly missing Aaron Judge. And then what else do we get? We got something new as well. We got, okay, Judge didn't say anything, didn't acknowledge Juan Soto until Sunday. Because, you know, the captain, he's very diplomatic. He is classy. But I guarantee you, Judge does not rock with this guy. But because it was national television and it became a story, Judge went and, you know, talked to him and dapped him up and even talked to him on the base pass. But think about it. Judge had to really go out and prove it and fight for his money. And Judge was all about loyalty, could have taken more money to go home. Judge wasn't even entertaining the Mets. And I know homegrown versus one-year rental. But their philosophies are just different. They're just different kind of guys. Judge is always about the team. Juan Soto wasn't about the team. And it's funny because I said we were going to boo his ass based off the way that he handled himself game five. Turned his hat around, said that he's available to all 30 teams. What about the Bleacher Creatures? What about the fans, Juan? Oh, yeah, well, that should influence management upstairs. Interesting. Well, then, how come reports come out today that not only did Juan Soto duck the mic'd up, shout out to Brandon Nimmo, did a good job. He didn't want to be mic'd up. But after the game, he ducked the smoke. He ducked the media. He ran out. Right? Bob Clappish writes, he's not the same stand-up guy who was always at his locker last season. Even after being skewered on Friday, Soto spoke of the obligation to take it like a man. 2 days later, he was running for the exit. How come Juan didn't want a whole court after Sunday Night Baseball? How come you didn't want all the media in New York's attention? It's the same people. Bob Clappish has been doing this for years. The same reporters, same writers. Yeah, you're feeling some type of way. I'm feeling some type of way too tonight, baby. Let's get into it. Man, shout out to everybody watching on the stream. My bad. I was so hyped. I was muted on the stream so they couldn't hear me. But listen on the free Odyssey app. During the break, go back and listen on the Odyssey app. We got 5 hours. I got the whole night. I'm not done. I'm loaded. Okay, I'm reloaded. I got more clips. These are my Mets. I know them better than any Mets before. That's why I can diagnose and dissect all of this. Why do we got to ask what's wrong with Juan Soto? Why don't we ask what's wrong with the Mets? Keith McPherson on the Fan, 888-808-1019. We'll be right back. You can't duck this conversation, so let's just have it and get it over with. Of course, we're going to talk about the Knicks, but you know we've got multiple nights to do that. I'll be on tomorrow night after the Yankees play. I'm sure we'll talk about the Mets. We'll talk about the Yankees. We'll talk about the Knicks. And then Wednesday night, I'll be on, and I'll be on after the Knicks play, and we'll react to that. But we are still reacting to Sunday Night Baseball, the Subway Series, the Yankees taking the Subway Series, and no one can shame them for winning a series. And it's not just about the Mets. If you go back, you know, the Yankees are playing really good baseball in May. After blowing some games, after giving some games away, I don't know how many nights I told you the Yankees should have 5 more wins than they have. And that's all, you know, some Mets fans. I got to make sure to say some because it's not all Mets fans. You can't generalize. Some Mets fans just want to keep flexing their record on May 19th. What does your record get you on May 19th? And, like, be careful with that flex. It's not the flex you think. You're down 3-0 right now in Fenway. Look at the standings yourself. Also, something I noticed, Juan Soto is in right field in Fenway. When the Yankees went there last year, granted we had Alex Verdugo with experience, we put Juan Soto in front of the Green Monster and left. Put Alex Verdugo out there and right.
What's up, Mendy?
Yeah, if Met fans want to, it's probably not the best time to needle if you're a Met fan. If you want to, you can just go to the fact that Aaron Judge did nothing. But if that,
what are you saying? Judge did nothing.
Aaron Judge did nothing this weekend. That's the only thing you can say.
Judge
but that's it.
Just Judge ignoring Soto for a couple days, and I'll take it from there, Paulie. Judge ignoring Soto for a couple days, right? I think about Judge like this. All the stories that come out about him, you know, like buying suits for guys or taking care of stuff. J.P. Sears, the Yankees just played in Sacramento, and a story came up about how J.P. Sears, who was, you know, barely a Yankee, had a cup of coffee with the Yankees. J.P. Sears, a young kid that comes up, had some spot starts a few years back, 2 years back. He talked about how Judge set him and his family up at an Italian restaurant in New York, like welcoming him in. And not only did Judge pay for the whole dinner, he showed up like as the captain, as Aaron Judge, he did something like that. So I wonder if he had any nice gestures for Juan Soto. I wonder if he did anything for Juan Soto, being the big money guy, being the guy that's the captain of the team, being a leader to make Juan Soto comfortable. There's things that we'll never know. But I just look at Judge, like I said, he's very diplomatic. He's very classy. Come on, bro. You think there's nothing behind him ignoring Juan Soto? And this is what I was talking about when I said Juan Soto's decision is what we are booing. Juan Soto's decision is what, like, it's not the player. We're not hurting for the player. He's been replaced by three different other players. Your decision goes against everything we've ever thought, known, and believed as Yankee fans. 888-808-1019. Tony is in Middletown, Delaware, first up on the Fan.
Yeah, hey, Keith. I just want to say, I got to say thank you to Juan Soto for allowing and helping the Yankees not make one of the not have to pay one of the worst contracts in the history of baseball.
Speak on it.
We got Plan B should have been Plan A. I mean, that's what I wanted in the first place. That was my Plan A, to let this guy walk and us get, you know, get some quality bats and players. So yeah, I mean, the Mets are going to be hamstrung for what, 15 years with, you know, I'm going to say the dude's going to probably come out to be about average at the end of these 15 years. So thank you, Juan, for taking that contract. Thank you for saving the Yankees from making one of the dumbest mistakes in the history of baseball. Thank you, Juan.
Thanks for the call, Tony. Yeah, it's like, okay, that $760 million, when I saw the figures, and I still laugh at those of you that say it was only $5 million more. Like, no, it's not. Like, just stop. There's so much more. But as soon as I saw that number, and I've said this so many times, but it's always somebody's first time listening. Brian Cashman didn't want to give that man a 16-year, $760 million deal while he's still paying Judge, Cole, Stanton, Rodon, DJ, you know? I said that Juan Soto contract will outlive Brian Cashman as GM of the New York Yankees by a lot. Cashman's trying to win another World Series before he's done. And I'm not putting any time on Cash, because Cash is our eternal GM. But when you look at the pivot and the Plan B, shout out to Big Mac, right? Because all Big Mac was saying was Plan B sucks. But as they kept adding and filling holes, and Cashman finessed some trades and did do some things, and now you're seeing the early fruits of that labor, for around the same money, you got Devin Williams, Max Fried, Cody Bellinger for what you would have paid Juan Soto. That makes your team stronger. And without Gerrit Cole, where would this Yankees team be without Max Fried? That's how I had to bring to the surface, like, Tommy, you my man and all, but like, you literally got on the Fan and said Max Fried was not going to be better than Clay Holmes, and you're a Met fan. What you Mets fans saw Max Fried do last night, that's not unfamiliar to you. You are now watching a master at work. Michael in the Bronx. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, man? I love the show. I just wanted to say, you know, everyone's saying that the Yankee fans are soft. But, you know, it's our job as fans to go to a stadium and get into the psyche of the player. You know, it's just part of our job, you know. And like, I think we did a good job. I think we got into his head. You know, his at-bats were definitely not Judge Soto at-bats. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. Thanks for the call, Michael. Soto's up right now. 2-1. 1 out. Mets fan on the screen chanting, "Let's go, Mets." Juan Soto, come through, bro. The Mets are on the board now. It's 3-1. Juan Soto hit a home run. You can take the lead. You're away from the Yankee fans. And yes, as a fan, how many times I tell you, we feel like we can affect the game. Two strikes, two outs. I don't need the whale sound. I'm standing up. I'm saying everybody up. Let's go. Come on. Clap. Yell. Let's get out of this inning. And you think that, like, as I talk about Juan Soto being a superhuman, a superhero, and Yankee Stadium turning into his kryptonite, you don't think that was like a little bit of a sensu bean for him last year? Or like, you don't think that gave him a little bit more power last year? Hearing that roll call in your first year in Yankee Stadium, that roll call is the loudest out of all of your teammates? Being boo-proof, where when a ball drops in front of you or a ball goes over your head, you don't get booed. You don't even get heckled. You get, no, sorry, Juan, get him next time. The energy in there is real.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anybody that went to the stadium, and man, props to New York City, all of us, for showing out, you know, 48,000 plus last night, 47.5 Saturday, 47.7 on Friday for baseball. This is the mecca of baseball. This is baseball's capital. And I've said this 100 times. Young Juan Soto did not understand the gravity of the decision to go from Yankees to Mets. He probably had some people in his ear that said, "Oh, you're not a homegrown Yankee. You're just a one-year rental. You got to the World Series. You didn't win the World Series. Go to the highest bidder." Don't factor in all of these other things, like staying in New York where the Yankees run this town. Okay? Like, we're talking about this being the Yankees World Series on everything. I was in that stadium chanting, 1986, 1986, 1986. Joe is in Jackson, New Jersey on the fan. What's up, Joe?
Yo, Keith, like, you sound like a salty ex-girlfriend. Like, you're supposed to be a Yankee fan. Talk about the Yankees, dude. Every time I get on here, all I hear is Soto, 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 Soto. Why don't we talk about Aaron Judge being on the biggest stage again and flopping just like he did in
game 5? You got it, Joe. See, Judge has a team around him. Judge picks up his teammates. Judge will speak highly of his teammates. He does. Oh, and thanks for the call, Joe. You guys don't have a long leash with me tonight. I'm just letting you know that. Like, if you're coming through with that, like, it's just, you're going to get clipped. And I will take what you say and I'll run with it. The Yankees team flex. And that's why I said it was poetic. It wasn't Judge versus Soto. I put out a tweet before the series at Keith_McPherson. Go check it out. Mets fans are running my numbers up. I can't wait to see my Elon Musk check. But I put out a tweet. I said, who shines in this series? You can't say Juan Soto or Aaron Judge. Because so many people will make it about them, right? Judge being in right field, Soto leaving, them being teammates last year, them being the two highest paid guys. I didn't have Cody Bellinger. But I did have a tweet where I said, listen, Cody Bellinger balled out in the spring. Cody Bellinger had a back issue this year. Cody Bellinger had food poisoning this year. Let the weather warm up, and we'll judge him by Memorial Day weekend. Well, Memorial Day weekend is Friday. And now we're judging Cody Bellinger as, wow, primetime player, a guy that's played in a World Series, balled, MVP, balled. This guy turned it on. So it doesn't have to be just Judge. And you know what? That makes me feel great. Because if this lineup is deeper and the rotation is better and the bullpen is better, we don't have to just rely on Judge to carry us. So you can celebrate Judge coming up small. Like Saturday, I got on Sunday, I'm like, Griffin Canning, come on, Judge. Judge came up small in a big one. Judge had a ground rule double. Judge made some plays defensively. And I know Judge was there picking up his teammates. And you heard so much in the postgame. It was a team game. How about Yorbit Vivas with a great at bat? Like, Yorbit Vivas is a guy that, you know, we were talking about, oh, he should have bunted and how he's never bunted in the minors. Well, you know what? After some Yankees that have more experience than him did not have great at bats, his at bat, Judge said, won the game. Belly said, won the game. Because that's what broke that inning open. And, you know, Pete Alonso took accountability. And I've never had a bad word about Pete Alonso. But he rushed that throw. And also the reason that he rushed that throw is because Jason Dominguez is a speedster. There are multiple players on this team. Do you not understand how you're making my case? What was his name, Joe? This Yankees team is better without Juan Soto right now. We can't say that until they ultimately get to the World Series or not to the World Series or whatever. But as of right now, the Yankee fan is not hurting losing Juan Soto. The Yankee fan might have been hurting in December, in January, a little bit in February. Even when we got to spring training and Juan Soto's first at bat, he homers, the Yankee fan might have been like, damn, how are we going to figure this out? The Yankee fan was crying for a bat. The Yankee fan was saying, this offense is not going to produce. Well, Judge is still an MVP. You want to talk about Judge. Judge is still hitting 400. Like, it just sounds dense. You sound like a dum-dum. You want to talk about Judge in one series. He's still the best hitter. He can have a little bit of a down series and still have better numbers. Talk about Lindor going quiet. Talk about Pete Alonso going quiet. Talk about some of the other guys on the Mets that are paid, that are veterans, that are supposed to be doing something. And if you want to bring it back to Judge because that's all you have, go for it. And I'm going to bring you back to reality. In that series, Juan Soto was supposed to hit 3 home runs, and that's the only way he would have been able to shut up the Yankee fan. He did nothing to quiet the Yankee fan. He worked some walks. He stole some bases. He made some plays in the outfield. Ultimately, he did not kill the Yankee fan. So the Yankee fan won. The Yankees won. Juan Soto's return and the first series against the Mets, since we've had to hear now that one man's decision changes this city. And what I've told you, chapter and verse, is that's what we're booing. We're not We're not a ex-girlfriend. We're talking about the decision, bro. I like this team that I got. I love it. I'm in here in pinstripes. Yankee. I took out the Yankee cap. I got on the World Series shirt with bro. It's not about Juan Soto, the player. We rebuke the decision to leave the Yankees, or not even leave the Yankees, but in free agency to turn down $760 million from the Yankees and stay in the city and join the Mets. And congratulations to the Mets. Scam likely. It's looking like a scam.
Yeah, it's one of those things, Keith. How Juan Soto is going to shut Yankee fans up is if the Mets win the World Series. This stuff last night.
Big ass if.
Of course it is. There's no moments in May. Juan Soto was not going to have a Met moment in May. He's not going to have one in June.
I've seen Rafael Devers shut us up. I've seen Altuve shut us up. We're going to read the Bob Clappish article where the headline is, Juan Soto had a chance to silence Yankees fans. Now he's Jose Altuve.
And that's one man's opinion, and that's cool. And Bob's been in the game forever. So that's cool. But Yankees fans just relying on the fact that they beat the Mets, and they did. Two games to one in this first round of the Subway
Should
Series.
Should have swept you. Gave you it. Literally gave you Saturday. But
absolutely. And we can get into it. I know you, the one negative for you, I know you hated the majority of Anthony Volpe's at-bats this weekend. Because you were.
I was losing it.
I don't want to bring it back down.
I wasn't at the game, and I'm watching the at-bat, and I can look at the at-bat app, and I'm losing it. Because I have defended Volpe. I have told people to back off Volpe just Friday. I was pulling up Volpe's numbers over his last seven games, whatever. Those two at-bats, they bailed him out. The team bailed him out. Again.
Absolutely. And again, that's you being an objective Yankee fan, realizing that Volpe has to be better in those situations. All that being said, everything being said about this weekend and the Juan Soto discourse and the private jet and this and that, as I said, this is a regular season series. It does not matter. This matters to you and me and fans, right? This is bragging rights because the Mets swept you guys last year. That's all it is. You wanted to get a little bit of blood. You got a little bit of blood. And it's only heightened by the fact that Juan Soto decided, as you said, to go to Queens and not stay in the Bronx.
And in some imaginary universe, maybe this happens July 4th weekend in Queens. If Juan Soto homered in his first at bat, and the Mets went on to beat the Yankees, right? Just that first game, it would have been like, okay, the sweep continues. You still haven't beat us. We got Juan Soto. We're big brother. If the shoe was on the other foot, I could only imagine. I was there Saturday, and that little one-run win from some decisions and some mistakes and things that didn't go our way, we had to give y'all that so you could party in the Bronx with us on Saturday, so that you could show up on Sunday Night Baseball. The Met fans showed up on Sunday Night Baseball because it was a rubber match. It wasn't a sweep. Like, it was better for everybody. Hey, this is, the deciding game. But, like, you got some issues right now. Your offense, not looking so mighty. Juan Soto, they're talking about his, demeanor, and they're talking about him in the clubhouse, and they're talking about him with his teammates. There's like Andy Martino is writing an article about how Starlin Marte, who was supposed to be traded because they literally replaced him, Starlin Marte is trying to show him, hey, man, when we homer, we don't have the OMG sign anymore, but we look at the camera and we pose. I watched that game live, that two homer game. Like, Starlin Marte is like, hey, man, do it. Juan Soto was like, I'm not trying to do any of this corny. Luigi in White Plains. Luigi, you're live on The Fan in New York.
Hello, Keith. Thanks for taking my call, brother. Appreciate it. Love the show.
Thanks, you got it.
I'm a diehard Yankee fan, and I was very annoyed that Juan Soto went to the Mets, but I'm over it. That's it. He made his choice. At the end of the day, I think we picked up a couple great players. And to win a World Series, you need more than one player. I think we'll be fine. I think we're doing great. And he decided to go with the little brother, the Mets. That's about it.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Luigi. I'm over it as well, but I host a show 7 to 12 on WFAN. And like, I listened today, but I didn't because I didn't want to be so influenced by what everybody else was saying. But even some of the little stuff, like, I'm like, I got to respond to some of this. This is the topic of conversation. And you can minimize it, you can move the goalposts, whatever, you can't change it. Even outside of WFAN, whether you look at social media, articles, Instagram, people clipping tweets and putting stuff out there, the conversation is Juan Soto looks unhappy. Juan Soto is pressing. Juan Soto isn't hitting well with runners in scoring position. Juan Soto's not shuffling anymore. Like, what happened to Juan Soto? That's why I said before break, why are we questioning what's wrong with Juan Soto? Why don't we question what's wrong with the Mets? He joins the Mets. He doesn't have his aura anymore. He's zapped. He joins the Mets. He doesn't have the same swag. We don't even get a little Juan Soto with a crotch grab and a head nod. Like, where is that bravado? Where is that guy? That guy might be gone for a little while. I don't know how long it's going to take. I'm not going to say it's forever. He's 26. It's 2025. He's going to be here 15 years. He'll come out of it. You might win some, but you just lost one. You can't take anything from the Yankee fan and the Yankee universe. The Yankees did not re-sign Juan Soto, and we had to hear about it for months. We had to hear about what it meant, some type of changing of the guard. We had to hear about how Juan Soto thinks that the Mets are going to be better than the Yankees, and this is a Mets town, and they're building a dynasty. And you know what? Once we went head-to-head, mano-a-mano, regular season sparring match, but yeah, to me, it doesn't mean much as far as the standings and the win column. I'm more excited that the Yankees have beat the Padres, beat the A's, beat the Mariners, and they step right up and beat the Mets. They're rolling right now, and all these guys are playing well. Anybody can be the guy, and they're pitching well. The Airbender is somehow back. Like, I'm more excited about that. But if it bleeds, it leads. And it looked like Juan Soto was bleeding out, and all the stuff that we're hearing and reading. We'll read some excerpts from Bob Clappett. Shout out to Bob. When I see Bob, I'm going to dap Bob up like that. Damn, Bob. You win that pen, you done it again. Keith McPherson on the Fan, 888-808-1019. We got to break it down. I'll be right back. Keith McPherson on the Fan, I'm back. Thanks for holding. Thanks for waiting. We're going to hammer the phones. We're going to get through these calls in the 8 o'clock hour. I do want to read this Bob Clappish article. If you haven't read it yet, you should. I don't think Bob is the type to lie about anything. And what I want to say to back Bob is this. You know, and I'm extremely blessed. Shout out to WFAN for taking a chance on me. Somebody who, you know, just my trajectory from... If you don't know it, and if you do know it, I don't care because somebody's listening for the first time. I was in the MLB fan cave in 2014 as a Yankee fan. I worked in this city at different companies doing marketing, social media. I quit those jobs because I saw what was happening, and I'm like, I can market myself. I can do podcasts. I can do live streams. I have a radio degree. I went to college for communications. Like, I want to be that. And it actually worked for me where I did end up getting on MLB Network. Just off of being a Yankee fan, not a reporter, not a former player. Like, this is a diehard fan. This is a guy that has been to hundreds of Yankee games, but also is a media member. And being a media member now, I've been able to see both sides. I joke sometimes about wanting to go neutral and not have my heart into this, right? Like, not root for teams because most of these teams just disappoint you. The Met fan is a little disappointed right now. You're probably disappointed in the bottom of the fourth here, down 3-1. You don't want to lose to the Boston Red Sox. You don't want to lose. You don't want to have this high payroll, and you don't want to come down from, you know, this top record and all that. But understand, like, with these media members, like, they're not out to get you. They're not mouthpieces for the Yankees. Most of these guys that write, they've been doing this for years, and they've seen a lot. They've seen a lot of players. They've seen a lot of fans. They've seen a lot of ballparks. And what I'll say specifically about this case with Juan Soto, and me being a diehard Yankee fan and being in there all these, you know, last 10 years, and then also being an actual creature, and I don't claim to sit in the bleachers every out of every inning. I can't, but like I do know the actual creature. So when I hear people speak on what the creatures are and aren't, and what they do and don't do, I'm like, I'm the only voice that can kind of set that straight. We saw Juan Soto in the flesh every day for 162 games and the postseason. I was on the field.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A year ago from Saturday, I told this story how I filled in for Susan Waldman. I got on the field. I tried to get Juan Soto because he hit two homers in that game. I needed to get Susan star of the game. And Meredith snagged Juan Soto. In my time hop, in my phone, I have pictures. Juan Soto's got his hat to the back, hands on his hips. He is smiling ear to ear with Susan. I end up interviewing Jose Trevino. But when we walked into the dugout, I got to walk down and run into Juan Soto where the Yankees like batting cages are. And I literally was just like, yo, Juan, you're the man. I'm like, can I get a quick flick with you? No picture, but I took a video with him, dapped him up, like hell of a game today. He was happy. The next thing he did was go into the Yankees clubhouse where they're playing Kendrick Lamar and Future like that. And they're, you know, jumping around. It's a club, Club 161. I saw a guy that enjoyed his Yankee time. Now, for Bob Clappish, who I'm sure has interviewed him and has been in there, and I even mentioned Game 5 where Juan Soto, he detached himself from the Yankees as he was coached to by Scott Boras. We saw Gerrit Cole do the same thing as a Houston Astro, put the Boras cap on, take the Astros hat off, I'm a free agent. But you got to be careful with how you move. These Yankee fans watch everything, we don't forget. And a lot of us, myself included, it rubbed us the wrong way. Some people were hurt by it. For me, that was my first sign, like, yo, this dude is a cyborg. He's a robot. He don't have a heart. He's cold-blooded as hell. That game sucked. But why was he not holding court like that Sunday night? So Bob Clappish is writing. He says, I don't claim to be an expert in human behavior, but sometimes all you need is a halfway decent radar to know when someone is unhappy. And he goes on talking about Juan Soto. And there are people saying, like, oh, leave this stuff out of it. Only talk about what he's doing on the field. It's a product of that. It's all together. He talks about Juan Soto being Jose Altuve because who was the first person to tell you on the fan? The F Altuve chance will turn to F Juan Soto chance. I have not done one in the stadium. I don't encourage anyone to do that. I take pictures with kids. I hang out with kids in the stadium. I have a kid. I don't encourage it. I don't have a shirt. But I know my ballpark and I know my fans. He has replaced Altuve. I told you it took years. It took years. 21, 22, 23, and 24 to get fans to stop chanting F Altuve. Now they have a new guy in Juan Soto. So Bob writes, the army of Yankee loyalists crowned him as the new Jose Altuve. Lindor said this is probably the way it's going to be for Juan from now on. Yes, I also was the first one to come on here and tell you guys this is going to go on for 15 years. Other hosts said, no, it's just going to be an initial. No, it's forever. It's forever. And so here's the big part from the article that hit social media. Friday's booing rolled into Saturday. No more helmet tipping. No more turning around to interact with the bleacher creature. Sunday was the worst day of all. By then, Soto was in a terrible mood. He agreed to be mic'd up by ESPN the second inning, but changed his mind, yada, yada, yada. The Yankees captain Aaron Judge, he didn't want to hear, you know, he didn't want to answer questions about Aaron Judge. It was a telling reversal. Most major leaguers jump at the chance, yada, yada, yada. Obviously, that makes you look good. The second was Soto's conduct after the Mets 8-2 loss. Not only was he held hitless, but the signature swag had vanished. Soto's bat seemed slow, and more surprisingly, he put on a few pounds around the middle. This is Bob's observation as a guy watched him last year. Just as Soto turned his back on ESPN, he did the same to reporters who were waiting to speak to him in the postgame clubhouse. Soto got dressed, began walking towards the door. He told a Mets official he'd be back to answer questions after seeing family members outside. He never returned. We'll return after this. It's almost 8 o'clock. Keith McPherson on the Fan BRB.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.